Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
What's up,
man? We are still giggly from the weekend.
So giggly.
I don't know what was in those drinks.
Listen, we had, we just drank seltzers all night. And somebody, I think we got spiked.
Is that what happened at Forbidden Door?
Yeah.
A lot to talk about here. This has been fun. I had a blast last week. I was at the Garden on... We need a theme opener for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Someone needs to make that for us.
Yes, please.
We need to get that made.
Just make it Caribbean Queen.
I wish I could do it. I wish we could just have that be our theme.
If you get somebody to cover it, you can have that as a theme. As long as it's not the original. If you have somebody cover it, then
Caribbean
you can
Queen.
Use it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what that our awesome Sunday that we had.
Oh, the best.
A lot of good professional wrestling going on. I really liked Forbidden Door. You know, it's interesting because the perspective of being in a building for a show mm-hmm. versus being at home changes everything.
Okay? Oh, yeah, dude.
And we'll go into everything. And by the way, we're doing a Q&A also, so get your questions ready at the end of the show. If you want it bumped to the top of the line, you could do a super chat. I was at the Garden on Friday.
Yes.
I took the kids.
Yes.
Great. Awesome. You know, it's MSG. 18,000 people in that freaking building. It was packed,
yeah.
packed.
Yeah, you were saying.
We had tremendous seats. They had a great time. I love that I could offer this to my kids, you know? I tell the story.
It's great.
My uncle would sneak us in to all these shows. Mm-hmm. He somehow would steal, like, staff shirts and vests. And he would pretend that he was some guy named Michael.
Uh-huh.
And he would be like, hey, it's me, Mike. And he would put on this accent.
I'm
so imagine
today.
this chubby Armenian guy,
uh-huh.
like, doing a fake American accent.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I live my life.
And, you know, he would get us in, and I'm able to take my kids, and they got all these, like, cool little treats when they're there.
Yeah.
That was a really good show on TV, SmackDown.
Yeah.
Ending was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Right? But it's so much stop and go.
You were saying at the live show.
At the live show. Because all those commercial breaks, you know, they go dark for some of them. Mm-hmm. They dim the lights. There's ads happening.
Showbiz.
It really is. Yeah. You are at a... Imagine if you went to a live Broadway show that had to cut for commercials.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Very different perspective. I absolutely love that show. SmackDown was great. And then Forbidden Door, which was a 6-hour marathon of a show.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing was bing, bam, boom, one after another.
It was nonstop.
It was
awesome, yeah.
I thought I had a great time. I loved every match.
Mm-hmm.
I very much enjoyed every match. Not loved every match, very much enjoyed every match. However, on TV, some of those matches really did not come across the same.
I got messages yesterday about it from people who weren't at the show who were like, it didn't play well. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, oh, it just seemed like the crowd wasn't into it. And I
oh
was
my
like,
God.
Yo, that crowd was into it.
You know, I was talking to Jess last night about this.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm not saying the same, right? It was not the same show, not the same crowd, different time.
Mm.
This crowd was very reminiscent of that All In 2021 crowd.
Yes.
They were into everything.
They were into everything.
Everything, everything, everything.
Lots of chance.
I don't know how it came across bad on TV, but that building was loud.
That building was very loud.
But we were also on Mars.
Oh, yeah. We were on another planet. We were exploring unknown realms.
You know, and it's a discussion for perspective.
Yes.
Again, you know, being in the building, you're seeing something very differently than everybody else. What a friendly audience, though. That crowd was, and I have to tell you, we ran into a lot of our viewers.
Yes.
Dude, everybody was great. Eric brought us drinks.
Yes. Yes.
Eric's actually friends with Coco.
Very nice, yeah.
Small world, right? He
got
us, what did he bring me? A Moscow Mule. He said, pick one. I said, all right, I'll pick that one.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was. It was delicious.
It was a nice little Moscow Mule. It was tasty.
Yeah.
It was tasty. Yeah, it was nice that we saw a lot of people that we know, and, like, you know, we had a good crew going into it, you know. A shout out to Balor Club Guy and Alex, Queen of the Ring, and Kyle.
By the way, great time with her.
Great time.
Alex is awesome.
Great time.
You know, it's funny because, you know, the community, the wrestling community, it's filled with a lot of, like, dickheads, you know? There's a lot of dickbags out there. Like, but, like, everyone that we engage with, they're mm-hmm. all great. Like, everybody yeah. is, like, you know, there's a level of, like, okay, you know what? We're here for the same reason, for the same silly reason, right? Yes. We're here for the same silly reason. Let us just enjoy this.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Corey and JJ at the show.
Yo, I was harassing Corey.
I know,
Corey.
You were bullying Corey.
Bullying Corey that entire show. I was throwing stuff at him. I kept telling him fake scoops to tell Dave. Did you hear me say that?
And by default, I feel like I have to be your hype man in those situations. I'm like, yeah.
I was going up. I went up to J-Day. I was like, can you please tell Tony about my vampire bookings?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
It was just a good time, you know, and you see people that you know.
Yeah.
It's always a good time, and AEW does well by us.
Absolutely.
You know, for disclosure,
right.
Comp tickets to this, comp tickets at the Garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Listen, I don't do this for money. I do this for the experience. I don't give a shit about the money, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we worked hard
together. We worked very hard at this. But it was a blast. I had a great time.
Yeah.
It's always great to see everybody. The crowd was great. I love the fan engagement. It's so yes. freaking awesome to see people come up and talk about the show and talk about wrestling. It
was cool.
I really do. You know, we've been doing this Mattman we did for 500 episodes, and I'm going to get to the stories. I just wanted to kind of, we're not doing another show this week. There's no Mattman for the next couple of weeks, so I kind of wanted to get everything in today.
It's not over, by the way.
It's not over. We did episode 500. We've done this since 2011.
Yeah, crazy. Pipe bomb.
I think the community has gotten a lot better.
I agree with that.
Just like, it's a better, like, okay, guys, what are we doing?
Depending on where you go, absolutely. Because if you let the internet get to you, it'll mess with your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you ignore it and just hang out with the people that you like, you're fine.
You're fine. That's it.
You know, that's really all it is. Because, like, I think as far as, like, the podcasters and the people who cover it, we're a united front, so to speak. You know, we were chatting about that as well. And even sometimes people who you don't think are part of that united front are.
Yeah.
They really are, you know. It's you guys who are the problem.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was a lot of fun. Let's touch on some stuff here for Forbidden Door. We'll go there first, and then we'll move on to Raw and everything else. Crowd again, very nice building.
Yes.
UBS is a fantastic building. Second time I've been there. First time it was for the circus. Second time also now for the circus. We had that nice little VIP area, bar. That's where I was with Bob when I went. Those were my circus seats, by the way.
Let me tell you.
Those are my exact circus seats.
Yeah. That was the niceness and importantness of it is not lost on us. As we get to that nice little area, it's like, oh, this is like a lounge.
It was a lounge.
They gave the press people a lounge.
But that whole section, it wasn't just the press.
Yeah,
it was that section 115th, I think, to 113th.
Yes.
At UBS. You have your own bar.
A salad station.
You have a salad station. You have, like, tacos.
That blew me away.
I know. And it's so clean.
Yes. It was very clean.
It's so clean. It's a brand new building. And you're in Long Island. You know, you're not around the mutants of New York City. I'm one of those mutants, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Complete with $18 tall boys of beers.
Yeah. $25 tall boys.
Wild.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was nice. We got to the building. Beautiful setup. They had about 11,000. New Japan announced 11,400. Tony announced just above 11,000.
Yeah.
That's, you know, this was not tracking that aggressively with ticket sales early on. And the big concern was, will they go over 7,000? Because the last time they were there, they had about 7,300 people in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, they very late ticket sales, but Tony packed that card very late.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows with proper promotion, if you have matches that people want to see, they will show up and they will have a great freaking time. And it's the summer, dude. Great time.
Yeah.
0 Hour opened up with Kyle Fletcher and Serpentico. This was a very quick match. I know you guys have heard all the reviews, so this is going to be more of side chats with all these matches. We didn't see this match. We weren't there for this.
We were on the way there.
We were on our way, and then Malakai, the Kings...
Kings of the Black Throne.
Kings of the Black Throne.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that that is what they're called.
Yeah.
We missed that, too.
Yeah, that was a quick one, though.
That was a very quick one, too. We missed that opener. We got there for Willow and Tam Nakano against Momo Watanabe and Chris Statlander. This was a fun match. I got to tell you, Willow very over. Obviously, Long Island home welcome.
Yes.
Tam looked great. I thought this was a fun match. I very much like this. It was a pinfall via a hammerlock dragon suplex from Nakano. Very cool.
Up next, we had the Women's Owen Hart Foundation Cup Tournament first round match. Mariah May with Toni Storm and Luther. Beating Soraya via pinfall on a roll-through bridge, adding more fire to the Mina Shirakawa story between Mariah May, Toni Storm, and Mina. This was a fun match.
Yeah.
This was a fun match. It's interesting when you see people wrestle in front of the live crowd. I'm not talking about their physically large appearance, but Soraya, for example, she looks gigantic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she... is a big performer.
Big performer. You know? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of those actually that look so much larger than life.
Yeah.
When they're in the ring like that. Not that she's large.
Right, right. We also had this was one of my favorite matches of the night, to be honest. Mystico and the Lucha Brothers.
So cool.
Yeah. Mystico and the Lucha Brothers versus LIJ.
My favorite.
Titan, Yotsuji, and Takahashi. Great, great match. We got educated by Kyle on the way to the arena.
Kyle Davis.
Shout out to Kyle Davis. About how this is the truest Forbidden Door match in that CMLL and AAA have never worked well together.
Yeah. Dave was on with Tony, and he burst Tony's bubble because he thought this is the first time that they've ever teamed up.
Yeah.
These guys. And he's like, actually... Mm-hmm. No, this happened 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Yotsuji. I've never seen him wrestle.
Yes.
I'm a big Yotsuji fan. Total mark for him. Love it. The notes are being updated as we speak. I see MG typing away.
It's just nonsense,
though. Dear Roxanne Perez, I miss you. What are you writing to
Dear
her?
Dear Eminem, he's doing the stand.
He's doing the stand, yeah.
He's pulling a stand over here.
I thought this was a great match. And that was... Yeah. You know, and the joke that I was saying was, like, Tony put on a two-night Forbidden Door this year with one night. Like, just a 0 hour.
Yeah.
What a great indie show.
Perfect indie show.
Right? What a perfect indie show. It was a two-hour, it was an hour and a half pre-show. It's a little short. You could have added one more match. But you got Kyle Fletcher and Serpentigo.
Yeah.
You got Malakai Black and Brody King against Private Party and Kyle O'Reilly and Tomohiro Ishii.
Yeah.
Gabe Kidd, Roderick Strong. I mean, that's a tremendously big indie match.
Yes.
This was, the 0 hour was an unbelievable indie match from like 2017.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Great, great show, that 0 hour.
Yeah.
And Tony said it. He's like, listen, I'm trying to get people to tune in.
He's giving people good wrestling.
Yeah, that was great wrestling. Yeah. Dude, everything was great here. Opener, MJF.
Who'd have thought?
Peach and Sarah. I love this match. I thought it was a lot of good, just a lot of good, you know, MJF is so fantastic. I went through the whole thing with my wife and I was like, you know, I met this guy. I called like one of his early matches in Long Island in a warehouse.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see people and you're like, this guy, you know, this guy has it. It's like when I saw Bret Hart.
When you were 9 years old.
When I was 5 years old at the Garden. I looked at Stu and I said, that's the one.
That's the one.
I like how that story has evolved over the last decade of becoming more and more like I'm like an old timey news guy. I took my cigar out. I'm like, Stu, that kid's got it.
You had a fedora with a little press card in it.
I was part of a group called the Muckrakers. I was 5 years old. I was the youngest member. You know, I saw him and I was like, he's freaking incredible. And there was no thrills, you know?
No.
He's 2017. He was like 21.
Yeah, maybe
fantastic.
Younger. Maybe 19.
And then a lot of people on that card got canceled.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, listen,
very and one of them for a very heinous accusation.
Right.
But sometimes you see someone, right? And you do it. And look at where he's been in a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 7 years. Mm-hmm. In 7 years, you went from in a warehouse in Deer Park.
Right.
In an industrial zone.
Yes.
In front of, I don't know, 40 people.
I've been to that warehouse.
You've been to that warehouse. I have many times. To, you know, being the man in front of 11,000 people in your hometown where everybody is cheering for you. I mean, what an incredible feeling that has to be.
Crowd was hot for MJF. Crowd was hot for MJF's mom. MJF's mom was in the crowd holding the MJF sign. And at some point, I think she had to get escorted out. Correct me if I'm wrong, because she was getting mobbed by people.
What is that? What was happening?
I feel like
she was in the front row.
Yeah, I think she was getting mobbed by fans at one point, you know. But MJF, Hechicero, who knew? Who knew? What a great match. Did Hechicero charm you?
He did.
Did he conjure on you?
Yeah, he conjured on me, and he did good. I like that he conjured, he did the flare strut while conjuring. So what does he create?
I really thought there was going to be some kind of reveal. Like somebody was going to come out as Hechicero and take the mask off. And
it was going to be multiples?
Yeah, yeah. Like it was going to like Hangman shows up as Hechicero, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean? Adam Cole's.
Dude, I was saying this to Alex next to us. And I was like, I love like the beefy Mexican wrestlers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They got that wide stance, like
all mad wide, big,
all wide, and one they got line a of hunched, definition. And they're very a little hunched like this. Man, what a! It's so classic.
It really
like,
you is. Know,
like he looks like a classic luchador.
It really is. Like he was giving
top
off,
heavy.
Yeah, he was giving off very like Blue Demon El Santo vibes.
Yeah, dude, he's great. Yeah. Really fantastic. Loved it. I like that Max is using that sheer drop brainbuster now.
Yeah,
as his finish.
Classic.
Right after this, dude, and you took this photo that we're using on, and it's on Twitter too. You took a beautiful photo of Okada. You have tremendous photos that you got to go through.
Yeah.
The Elite AEW International Champion Kazuchika Okada and the AEW Tag Team Champions Matthew and Nicholas against Hiroshi Tanahashi, which very cool that we got to see.
Yes.
And the Acclaimed.
Yeah.
I like that Tanahashi ate the pin.
Yes.
We got the worst version of Tanahashi versus
Okada.
But it really didn't matter.
But the best version, too.
Of Okada.
Because you get, there was, and
people, do you know people hate it, right? They do not like that Okada is subjugated to stupid jokes. I'm like,
oh, it's the best.
So, like, you guys want story. You want character. You don't just want wrestling. And then you get that, and you're like, well, I don't want this. He should be a good wrestler. I'm like, guys, what is going on?
He's so fantastic. It doesn't diminish the fact that he's Kazuchika Okada, right? When you see him come out, you still get thrilled, regardless if he's a babyface or a heel, right?
Yeah.
But him going for the wide... This played very well to the live crowd. Him going for the Rainmaker, about teasing it, right?
Yeah.
But then just giving the finger to the crowd.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, as people were, like, so hyped to see the pose, and then all of a sudden he's like...
I am big on energy, right? Like, this is, like, my weird spiritual bullshit I'm going to preach to you guys. Yeah. I feed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being around people that are having a great time will totally change the entire dynamic of that show.
Yeah.
Right? If nobody is responding, how over does that get? If people are having a good time and they're a little loose and they realize the silliness of what we are doing here. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a great fucking time. And everybody had a great time, and it heightened the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we did not get a 5-star match from Okada and Tanahashi.
That's fine.
The odds of us ever seeing that, again, are going to be very slim. But what a treat for us as an American, like as somebody, both of us, we have followed Japanese wrestling for majority of our teenage years to adulthood, to be able to see two of the greatest in the ring together. We got to see Muta. That is a tremendous blessing.
Yeah.
For us as fans.
Yeah.
I find it fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to sit here and criticize that it's not a 5-star match. We're not going to get that from this.
Right. Exactly.
And I know plus, what the expectation like, is.
Listen, Okada's only 36, dude. You know?
Is he 36?
Yeah.
How many? He's that old?
How many? I was going to say, he's that young. He's only 36. How many more five-star dream matches are we going to get from this guy? A million, right? One of the things that popped me very much in the crowd was Scissor Me Daddy Ace.
Scissor Me Daddy Ace, yeah.
And also, listen, I don't know about you guys. I mentioned this on the show the other day. Billy Gunn came with the slide in, right, to make the save at the end. And I just want Billy Gunn versus Okada.
Well, I know, me too.
I want a 25-minute Billy Gunn Okada match.
Just for you.
Just for me, where they just go. And I want, like, New Japan Okada. I want that level of Okada against Billy Gunn.
I would love that.
It'll happen. Make it happen.
Make it happen, Okada. We got the 2024 Men's Owen Hart Foundation Cup Tournament, first round. Bryan Danielson defeated Takagi. Shingo Takagi with a disarmer arm breaker. And again, fantastic. Fantastic. Was this the match of the night for you? No, the main was great.
Oh, was this the match of the night
Outside of the main. Actually, what was the match of the night for you?
Outside of the main, I feel like I was really tickled by that Okada match, to be honest with you. I really love the ladder match because I fell for it.
You liked the ladder match?
I fell for Takeshita almost winning.
Okay.
And we were so hyped. Like, you know, when he ascended that ladder and the crowd was so into it, you know? And you were like, oh, man, is Takeshita going to get it? You believed in him.
You believed in him, right? Yeah.
It didn't matter if he's a heel. You believed in him. And then all of a sudden, not Takeshita, Jack Perry. I feel like that was a good moment. Also, arguably one of the best Blue Thunder bombs through the tables.
Yeah, that was incredible.
ELP knocked it out of the park. I feel like the American crowd is not too familiar with ELP.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of the problem, right?
Yeah, I think they just, you know.
The Mark Briscoe. Yeah.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about Incogni.com/FightfulWrestling. There are some strange people out there, some shady people out there, and a lot of times you struggle with your own data privacy. I've had those struggles myself in the past, and it is unfortunately way too easy to look someone up and get their personal info. Sometimes you sign up for a loyalty card or a membership online, and the next thing you know, you've got a bunch of emails, a bunch of calls, because somebody has sold your data. For example, Incogni found over 200 brokers with my information. Those brokers are required to remove your name if you ask them. And you might say, man, I don't have the time to do that. Incogni.com/Fightful does. And they'll make sure it happens. Not only that, I had people signing me up for physical and digital spam emails. Incogni.com/Fightful Wrestling fixed all of that. And that's just one of the many benefits of Incogni.com/Fightful Wrestling. Criminals do not care about the rules associated with those websites, so take it into your own hands. Incogni.com/FightfulWrestling. You just create an account, grant them the right to do the work for you, then kick back and watch them work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, my God. Two. That was another one.
Honestly, also really love the Toni Storm match with Mina Shirakawa.
I thought the ending was great. I thought they left it, you know, they both left together. You know, they did a whole thing.
The triple kiss?
Yeah, the triple kiss. That's what we did. Me, you, and Kyle.
That's usually how we end the podcast.
That is how we end the podcast every time. Where were we?
What did you? What about you? What did you? What was your? We were at the we're at the Danielson and Takagi match.
Okay, I love the Danielson and Takagi match. Mm-hmm. I thought the main was really good. I love the main. I'll go through the card. We'll go through it.
Sure, here. Sure.
The one that actually kind of got lost on me was Zack Sabre Jr. and Orange Cassidy.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Did it come across like that on TV for you guys? I kind of was like, I don't know if it was like the kind of lull in the process.
I think it was. I think it was. I also think that was the only spot that match could have been in.
Yeah.
And I feel like the crowd was so invested into Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa that the Zack Sabre Cassidy match, I feel like it was. People were still buzzing from the match before,
yeah.
And I feel like this match may have fallen on deaf ears.
It's quite possible.
Yeah. But it was great. It was great.
You got Shibata, Samoa Joe, and Hook against Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb and the Learning Tree.
Mm-hmm. Jericho and Big Bill.
So they were booing Jericho here.
Oh, yeah.
Telling him to retire. They don't want to see him.
What was the chant? You don't got it anymore or some shit? And not you still have it.
What was it? I went out to go get a drink.
Yeah,
during this match,
I think they were chanting, "You don't got it.
You don't got it."
Yeah.
What was it, MJ? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I know he yelled at the crowd when they said that. He's like, "No, I'm not retiring," or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we got a little super chat here.
Yeah.
Good morning, you handsome bastard.
Oh.
From Just Ricardo. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Andrew, do you own any shirts that have sleeves? Yes.
No.
But not in the summer. In the winter.
No. This is a sleeveless hat.
I cut off all the sleeves off my shirts. Button downs, no sleeves. Jackets, suit jackets, no sleeves.
Straight up IRS style.
Yeah, IRS style.
Let's see. Yeah, people were booing Jericho.
Yeah.
excuse me.
I got up and I got kind of coerced at the bar there. I got stuck talking to the bartender. You know what I'm talking about?
The lady or the...
Yeah.
Well, she was hooking it up, dude.
Yeah, she was hooking
not
it
to,
up.
Not to blow up her spot, but this lady was really hooking it up. Shibata, Samoa Joe, Hook beating Jeff Cobb in a Learning Tree. Fun, nice and quick.
Yeah.
Right? I do like how when Samoa Joe teams up with people now, they do his walkaway spot.
Yeah, I like that. I like that spot a lot, too.
Ladder match, TNT Championship ladder match. Jack Perry defeated Konosuke Takeshita, Mark Briscoe, Jack Perry, Leo Rush, Dante Martin, and El Fantasmo to win the title. Leo Rush is another guy that is minuscule in stature, but looks
huge in personality.
Very big in the ring, in personality.
You are right. El Fantasmo, I don't know why people were not as into him as we are.
Yeah, I think he was one of those lost members of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
You know? But I like the guys, that guy works, man. That guy's great. Let's see. TBS Championship and New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Mercedes Moné defeated Stephanie Vaquer.
So this was interesting.
Stephanie Vaquer looked tremendous.
Okay. You know what's funny? I don't think it came across like that on TV.
Really?
Okay. I'm going to ask, let's ask the chat room right now, because I have seen a lot of criticism about her in that match.
Yes.
Okay. I did not see that live. I thought she looked... I was very impressed by her. Yeah. And the crowd... She impressed so much where the crowd turned on Mercedes and started booing her because she's from Boston.
The crowd broke into a giant Celtics sucks chant.
Okay, so I guess I saw bad takes. Like,
uh-huh.
She looked incredible and came off like a superstar. Look at the chat room. Thought she looked incredible.
Yeah, she looked
great.
Good
match. I think their first one was a bit better. I don't remember the first one. She came off great on pay-per-view. Stephanie looked amazing.
Yeah, she really did.
I really, look, I got goosebumps, and I don't really get that too much with wrestling, because The Rock owns that trademark,
yeah.
And I could only do it once. My arms are hairy. Look at this. Feel. It's spikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get smooth.
Somebody didn't shave today.
I gotta get smooth.
It She came across so good to that live crowd.
Oh, dude, definitely a star. You know, you want to talk about...
What? Kyle was getting mad at us because we were booing Mercedes.
Yeah. But we were doing this thing.
Yes.
At one point, I had taken one of my poison pills. My edible.
Yes.
My enhancements. There you go.
Yeah.
And I started doing this, and then I realized I've been doing it for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was nice, man. It was nice being on Jupiter.
Dude, it was great.
My one complaint was that those two spotlights were right in our face.
I texted someone. I'm like, can you guys please turn the lights off?
That was the only thing. I was like, oh, I don't like that these lights are right in front of us.
Dude, Stephanie Becker was
remarkable.
And I hope she came across like that. I just saw, it was like a lot of meh that I saw about that match. And, and I was like, I thought Mercedes, first of all, Mercedes was fantastic too. Okay. No question about it. You want to talk about presentation coming off like larger than life? She's one of those. She's a complete
Absolutely.
Act.
Absolutely.
I feel the same way about her as a complete act as I had Jade in AEW.
Ooh, okay.
Right? She came off as a complete act. I mean, listen. AEW starts. Jade is there. She gets that TBS title. She's doing that nice run.
Yep.
I mean, I can tell you now, regularly, I would be asked if I know anything about her deal, what her story is.
Yeah.
From people in WWE, and I was told that there's tremendous interest in Jade.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
And
look at her now.
Yeah.
I don't know how this version of her will come across.
I think
they need to protect her a little bit. But again, larger than life character. You look at her and you say, this is somebody. This is a superhero. I feel the same way about Mercedes. Mercedes has that it factor.
She does have that it factor. And listen, this match, you have Mercedes winning that strong women's championship because it was for two belts and retaining the TBS championship. The returning Britt Baker made an appearance at the top of the ramp with a stare down. Very cool.
Very cool. I think they've done this year. I was told early or late last year that a lot of focus is going to be put on the women's division. Yes.
And the crowd went nuts for Britt Baker, too.
Look at what they have now. They have set up so much good wrestling and storylines. You know, like, the Mina's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I'm
not as familiar with Stardom as I should be. Mm-hmm. I'm not as deep into the Japanese women's wrestling scene as I should.
Yeah, you don't get deep Joshi.
Dude, I have, you know what? Alex does Joshi.
Yeah.
I should, you know, she'd be great. We should talk to her about it. There's so much great talent out there. And I feel like AEW this year, they made a prime focus, a major focus to pivot to putting on a great female division. And look, they have the best contractual, you know, anybody available they have.
All I'm thought, missing is Jamie Hayter.
And she's coming back.
Yeah.
She's next. So...
Very cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Up next, you had... I feel like this was arguably the most confusing match of the night.
Yeah, why? What happened here?
Naito beating Jon Moxley to get the IWGP Championship back. I just feel like their chemistry... Me, personally, I feel like the way it read in the arena was that their chemistry was off by half a second.
You know what? I felt exactly the same way.
Yeah. And then the pin that kind of came out of nowhere, I feel like that deflated the crowd a little bit. You know, where you're like, oh...
I don't know. Again, I don't know if this match went on in a time where people were kind of taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, the main event was big. That crowd was alive for that match. Yeah. I don't know what the deal with this was.
I
think you're right. It was something. I don't know if it was timing. I don't know if it was the hour it went on.
Was it us?
Was it us? Was it me?
Was it us? Was it an us thing? I don't know. I feel like that was, it was like, it was 1, 2, 3, Mox at the big entrance, came out to the Death Rider theme, which I love.
Yeah.
You know, Naito, great entrance. And then the match went, like, it feel like it went super quick and had kind of like a too quick of an ending. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect it to be over that quickly with that finish.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But again, guys, tell us, is it us? Did we fuck up? Can I curse on here?
Yeah.
We're allowed like one
episode. One episode, yeah. One curse an episode, or else the Blue Chew advertising gets pulled. AEW World Heavyweight Championship match. Swerve Strickland, champion with Prince Nana. And Jim Jones.
Yep.
Defeated AEW International Champion Will Ospreay via pinfall. This was interesting. So the ref was taken out. Don Callis tries to give a screwdriver to Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
Nana takes him out. Ospreay then threatens to stab Nana with the screwdriver. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much how it went. But had second thoughts and tosses the tool away. Stupid, dumb baby face move. Ospreay got back into the ring. Swerve hit the house call. Swerve stomped to try to pick up the win. Ospreay kicked out. The building erupted.
Yeah.
Swerve then hit the house call and stomp to try to pick up the win. He kicked out, obviously. Then he gets back up, hits him with another house call before hitting the JML driver for the win.
Very cool.
Great. And that was it. Ospreay was, Kyle Fletcher came out to the ring, was helping out Ospreay, and this is where we're at now.
Very cool show.
Yeah.
Very long show.
Very long show.
I think it might be an us thing.
No, it did go long.
If you give me a wrestling pay-per-view from 7:30 to 10:30.
Oh, the best.
Happy boy.
Mwah.
Very,
mwah. Well, you know what the problem is? Like, I was feeling good after this show, and I was like, I could go out for a drink.
Right.
But where?
Right.
It's so late.
Yeah.
It's done.
No.
The city that never sleeps. Uh-uh.
We were asleep.
We were asleep.
We both immediately went home to our family.
They announced, so I don't remember seeing this in the arena, but New Japan announced that they'll be hosting Wrestle Dynasty. The event's going to take place at the Tokyo Dome January 5th, 2024. So this is opposed to doing a second night of Wrestle Kingdom. They're doing the second night Wrestle Dynasty. So it's going to feature AEW, New Japan, Stardom. Oh. And CMLL?
Yeah. Noah. Is that supposed to be Noah, MJ?
He's warding, dude.
Is he conjuring?
Oh. My Uncle O. I have an Uncle O.
There we go. ROH.
Okay, thank you. my Uncle O's wrestling.
Ring of Honor. Okay. AEW, New Japan, Stardom, Ring of Honor, and CMLL. Very cool. This is technically the second night of Wrestle Kingdom, right?
This is technically the second night of Wrestle Kingdom.
When did they do three nights in a row? Was that...
No, never.
No, they did.
Well, they do the night after.
No. Remember, like, two...
No. They did three nights?
Yeah, they did three nights. Yeah. It was their version of that. You remember that?
No.
Because nobody watched that third one.
I don't remember anything about this.
It was Noah and New Japan as the third night. 2022, I think.
They did it during COVID. Yeah. Okay, I kind of remember this. You want me to? I'm going to ward back into that year. Ready?
Glitched out a little bit.
Ooh. Here, I'm doing it.
Getting to that fugue state.
They did it during COVID. All right. I thought that was a great show. I had an effing blast.
Mm-hmm. It was fun, man. We had a great time. Good crowd, good crew, good food, good beers, good drinks.
Yeah.
Good extras.
Let's see. Any weird moments?
They're all weird.
Yeah, we went to press beforehand.
That was great.
And everybody was blown away. They liked it. Everybody liked it.
Yeah. We got yelled at by Nastasia.
Nastasia just harassed us. Yeah, because, you know, I got there like at 3:30, right? Uh-huh. So... She's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Getting a fucking drink?
Not a fan of work, Nastasia.
She's like, ugh, what do you guys want? And, you know, she does it with like a half smile. So like, okay, whatever. She's just, you know, being herself.
Street Nastasia is the best.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Kyle's like, I'm going to get a martini. And she goes, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he made a fucking fantastic martini.
Yeah.
And he looked at it and goes... And she's like, is it good? He goes, it'll do.
Oh. I accidentally threw my phone at her.
Yeah, you did. Fucking just chucked it at her.
It looked like I threw my phone at her.
Big shout out to the guys at Press. They got three locations.
Yeah.
Rockville Center here in Long Island. Plainview, Long Island, home of MJF. And here in Bayside, they got one.
They got one in Plainview?
Yeah. They just opened it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was Huntington... Rockville.
They were looking at Huntington years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. They were looking. So Very cool. Guys, get your questions ready. We're going to do a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get out of here. Let's talk about Beach Break.
Yeah,
Beach Break. This looks like a good card, man.
Yeah.
This Wednesday.
Pac versus Bryan Danielson for the Owens Hart Foundation semifinal.
You know what this match is? You want to know something insane?
Please.
I don't know this for a fact. I don't know this for a fact, but I have visions that we have seen this match happen on WWE Main Event.
I feel the same way. Yeah.
Right? Do you feel that? Like this Neville versus Daniel Bryan on WWE Main Event as the main event?
When Neville used to come out with the cape?
That match had to have happened in front of a very bored audience.
Yeah.
And just presentation matters, right?
Yeah.
And then now you can take this match and put it in front of a main show and tell you it matters. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, I really want to see this.
This is going to be awesome. Also, can you, since we're not doing Mat Men for the next couple of weeks, can you please tell the crowd your theory of how you want Danielson to get reverse Montreal?
Oh, yeah, reverse Montreal. Yeah. I want the. I'm tired of him talking about not wanting the title. I don't care, Brian. It's not about what you want. It's about what I want. And I don't care what the audience thinks. So, you have to. I want Tony to reverse Montreal and like force him to be the champion.
So somebody eats a pin and he gets the belt.
No, they don't. Yeah, yeah, they do a fast pin.
Yeah.
Okay, the Hogan fast thing pin. And instead of like there being shenanigans, they just give him the belt. They shut the lights off. Everybody leaves the building. It's like a fire sale. Everybody out the door. He's just standing there. He doesn't even know what happened.
Reverse
Next
Montreal.
Thing he knows, he's the world champion.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has to stay a little bit longer.
He's yeah, reverse Montreal.
Yeah.
So good.
Tony runs, throws the belt, shuts the lights off, and it's over.
That's it. Yeah.
No music, nothing.
Listen, I'd love to see that. I would love to see a reverse Montreal. That would be up there.
Has that ever happened?
Like, wow, we're putting the title on you. No, I don't want it. And then, you know, you're going to play nice?
Oh,
you're going to do the job?
You're going to do it?
And then all of a sudden, first pin
One,
attempt.
Two, three. No, like 3 seconds in.
Mm-hmm.
First, yeah, you're right. They oh, yeah, we're going to do like a quick pin. Done. Everybody's gone.
Amazing.
Like a Simpsons bit.
Amazing.
Building's empty.
Amazing. We're going to do questions in a bit.
Someone has to make that now. Someone has to make that entire thing.
Please. You're also getting Jeff Jarrett versus Wild Card.
Yeah. So
who's Wild Card?
Yeah, he's from CMLL. He's a '90s wrestler from CMLL.
Wild Card,
and he's just crazy. You know what he does? He like spins and he throws a card, and if like depending on what kind of card you get like a different version of him.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You know. A lot of people were upset that Jarrett's in here until you listen to his 9-minute interview about that poor man and the trauma of Owen's death and what it's done to him. And I'm like, I don't want him to lose now in that first round. I don't want him to lose in the first round. Yeah. And listen, if it's Hangman, he has to lose.
Right. If it's Hangman, he has to lose. What if it's Ricochet? Is Ricochet out of his contract?
Ricochet's out of the contract, but I think you're going to save him for Ospreay.
Dijak.
I think Dijak has... Maybe Dijak's done, too.
Dijak... what happened?
I don't know.
Dijak, I think...
My microphone's a little flaccid.
I think Dijak was at Forbidden Door.
Was he?
I think so. I think he posted a picture online of him at the arena. Just hanging out.
I would hope so. Oh, you know who else was there? The guy from The Bump that got fired.
That's right, yeah.
He was walking around there.
I think if...
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If it's Dijak, it's okay if he loses to Jeff Jarrett. I feel like it won't hurt.
Dijak, yeah. A lot of people said it could maybe Davey Boy.
All right.
You know, like fun ideas. A lot of people thinking Christian.
Interesting. Christian versus Jeff Jarrett. I don't like it. For some reason, I don't like it.
Christian versus Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
We're back to Raw 1998.
Yeah, because I want Jeff Jarrett to at least get a couple of wins.
Why was that era the big like bouncing off the ropes era.
It was
everybody
huge,
just bumped off the rope. Like it was just constant, constantly going off the ropes. It could be Hangman. And, you know, he is returning. I don't know where you're going to inject him. They had that video promo for him.
Yeah.
Does he come after Swerve? Does he go after the Elite? Is he part of the Elite? Does he go after Okada? You know?
Right.
You have so many options here. I don't know. We'll find out.
We also have the Women's Owen Hart Foundation semifinal. Chris Statlander versus Willow Nightingale. That's going to be a good match.
Yep.
AEW International Championship. Will Ospreay versus Daniel Garcia.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Britt Baker's going to come out, and Mercedes has her double championship celebration.
I wonder if we are going to see MJF on this. We should.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I feel like, you know, like they this is what they've announced, but Beach Break, you know, you're going to get some cool stuff.
Yeah, you got some good stuff. Media rights. Tony had a lot to say about this.
Yeah.
There was a lot of buzz in that building from people that are, you know, I would say in the know.
Yeah.
Everybody was speaking that this deal is very close.
Yeah.
I mean, where I've been sitting at, you know, it takes sometimes at the end, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But Tony, during the Forbidden Door media call, said that they were in the red zone when he did his interview with Dave and Brian on Friday for Wrestling Observer Radio. I believe he said they were at the 20-yard line.
Very cool.
So somebody said at the show, oh, no, we're closer to the 10 now. So
okay.
A lot of stuff. There was also no blood on that show. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Yes. Why?
The head of the State Athletic Commission was front row.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea about that. That's very interesting. Yeah. I was also shocked that nobody bled during the ladder
match. Well, you know, New York, you cannot bleed in New York.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to bleed in New York. Like, ever. No, like, in hospitals, too. Yeah. There's no bleeding.
At your house?
At your house, you can't.
You get arrested.
Dude, I got a little scratch on my arm.
I had to hide you in my cellar for
you
a week.
You had to hide me. Yeah, they were coming after me. No blood. No blood. That's you know, that's my rule.
No blood?
Eating in public? That's what I do. I find you. When I'm the mayor of this big city, no eating in public.
Were you judging everybody while they were eating at press?
Yo. Not press. No. You're supposed to eat there. But the ice cream. The ice cream at the show.
Can we talk about that?
I turned into a psychopath, and I was raging.
I found that whole thing so hysterical. We were in our little media section, and all of a sudden, these two adult gentlemen came down the staircase with ice cream cones. And this guy elbows me, and he's like, would you look at that? Would you look at that? There's nothing sillier and stupider than grown men eating ice cream in public. What is this? And listen, I get so tickled by the shit you say to me.
It enraged me. I'm so sorry. I don't want. Why do we have soft serve in a cone at the show
for men to eat?
It's a dirty thing to eat. It's first of all, milk.
Do you consider
milk, frozen milk at a wrestling show? That's what you're consuming.
Do you consider, when you put it that way, it's gross. When you consider, like, where is it okay to eat ice cream on a cone if you're an adult man
alone? Alone. And I'm not saying there's any implication to what you do. I'm just saying the act, it is an annoyance.
Okay.
Now, frozen pops, totally fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you can bite into those.
You can bite into those.
The other thing, you're licking.
Yeah.
And,
Italian ice, no problem. Gelato in a bowl, fine. Food in a bowl.
With a spoon.
Ice cream in a bowl, totally okay.
Yeah?
I don't want this.
Getting all your hands all wet. I love it. I don't care.
And I started yelling at them.
Yeah.
I was like, do you believe this?
Can you believe these guys?
First of all, also, the salad bar is ridiculous.
I was pleasantly surprised by the salad bar. I was like, salad bar? That's cool. Because I was like, my whole thing was, I have to eat before I get there. Yeah. I'm not trying to eat nachos at the arena because that's going to be the only option.
Yeah. No, we ate. By the way, I had a salad. I had a delicious Mediterranean salad before we went.
Beautiful.
No carbs.
Beautiful. Zero carbs.
How dare these people eat ice cream and enjoy themselves?
In front of you.
In front of me. I don't want anybody enjoying themselves childlike in front of me. I don't want childlike joy happening in public. Couple people together, great. That's okay. You know what? You got a group of 8 guys. Everybody's having a good time. I get it.
No glee. You don't want any glee.
What is this? What is this? The summer of 92? You're enjoying your ice cream in August? In June?
I love it. Sun's out. No ice cream for you.
Terrible. Terrible.
Do you let your kids eat ice cream?
Yeah. They're kids. They're allowed.
They're fine.
They're allowed.
When are you going to cut that off, though?
The ice cream?
Yeah, how old?
13. No ice cream after 13. No.
That's
when you become a real man.
You know, I got to say, I feel like that's definitely... Little side note here, guys. Sorry. I feel like that's something one of our dads would definitely say. Like, you can't have ice cream after you're 13.
Listen. You're too old for ice cream. Listen, when I was 12, I was remanufacturing rack and pinions. There was no ice cream. Fuck. Ice cream? That would be my father.
I love it when Fred shows up. The best.
I'm going to bring him on the show.
Oh, please.
Listen, Tony, what the fuck? You're giving them ice cream?
I think he would just get mad. He'd get mad at
us. Our producers are yelling at us to go to Money in the Bank. All right, give me your stupid Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Yeah.
Where is the notes?
There we go. All right. Paul Heyman.
There we go. Yeah, thank you.
All right. What are we doing for... are we watching Money in the Bank?
Yeah. Money in the Bank. Here we go. Damian Priest, Seth Rollins.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to talk about Damian right now. Okay. Does Damian drop it to Seth?
No.
I hope not.
No, I don't think so.
I like him as a champion.
I don't think so.
It looks like it's going to be him and Balor at one point.
I'm cool with that.
Me too.
I want Balor to have that belt back.
Yeah.
I feel like he never got... Talk about Drew never getting the run he deserved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Balor never got the run
he deserved. Dude, you know what? We are in a very different trajectory because Balor getting hurt, right?
Yeah. It effed him up.
It allowed Owens to get the title.
Yes.
And to lose it to Goldberg.
In Goldberg, man.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that how it happened? Isn't that how it transitioned? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because that was a time that I asked, I was like, why? Like, why go this avenue? And they said, it's a new title.
Mm-hmm.
They need to show that this is a legitimate world championship.
Yeah.
You know, Jericho, I think at that time was still there. And that was another option. They were thinking about putting it on Jericho. I remember that conversation.
That was supposed to be the main event of WrestleMania.
Was that the main event of WrestleMania?
It was supposed to be Owens Jericho that year. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, Goldberg's back.
Yeah, they wanted to build the legacy of that title.
Yeah.
And exactly what AEW is doing, by the way. This is something that has been, I don't know if it's parallel thinking or certain people from WWE came over and kind of suggested this. I don't know. But when that belt was created, they really wanted to change the legacy of that title. AEW is doing that right now with all their belts. Think about it. The TNT title got messed up, but Edge was their champion. Kazuchika Okada, champion, continental, champion of the continents.
Yes.
The champion of the internationals.
Intercontinental.
They're going to merge that belt.
Intercontinental. Yeah. It's going to happen.
So it's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Women's Money in the Bank match, Io Sky, Chelsea Green, Lyra Valkyria. Did I say it wrong?
Lyra Valkyria.
Valkyria.
It reminded me because a few weeks ago, a guy in our chat room said, I will give you $20 if you pronounce her name right.
That's really funny. I want it to be Lyra Valkyrie.
Yes.
I don't like Valkyria.
Yeah, yeah.
Naomi, Tiffany Stratton, and Zoe Stark. Tiffany Stratton is very over in the garden.
I think Tiffany Stratton takes it.
Okay, you know what? I can see that.
Or Chelsea Green. I think maybe it's her time.
All right.
I'd like that.
Men's Money in the Bank, Jey Uso, Carmelo Hayes. I almost said Carmelo Anthony. I'm like, that would be fun. Carmelo Anthony's back one last season. Carmelo Hayes, Andrade, Chad Gable, LA Knight, Drew McIntyre. So who takes this?
I honestly want Andrade to win. But I think it's going to be Jey Uso. But is he too cool to hold a briefcase?
Well, I'll tell you, Andrade opened the MSG show with the speed match.
Okay.
And I'm like, why? Why is he on this? Why is he there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know why, because Ricochet left, but why is he there? He should be in a much better position. This is a great position for him to be, and he's an unbelievable wrestler. You're going Jey Uso or Drew McIntyre?
You know, I feel like putting it on Drew would add more to the story, where if he does the cash in and CM Punk ruins it for him again.
Oh, man.
Or you have something where Punk somehow gets the belt.
He cashes in at the end of the night.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Punk ruins it for him.
And Punk ruins it for him. I'm not liking this CM Punk. He's a rascal, that one. What a rascal. He's just doing practical jokes.
I'm okay with that. I like that. He's like a Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
I like this next match. I'm actually pretty hyped for. Sami Zayn versus Bron Breakker.
I want Bron Breakker to go full Scott Steiner. did you watch the Steiner documentary where they pretty much tell you like Scott was on steroids and he was insane?
Oh, really?
Did you?
I got eyes. I've seen what that guy looked like.
I was shocked. They were like, yeah, he just got really big. And he's like, I've never failed a drug test. And somebody in the comments wrote, yeah, that's because Scott thinks testing positive is good.
Oh, that's good. Wasn't there a whole thing when he was in WWE, they wanted him to take a wellness test?
Yeah, and he said, I'll take it when Hunter takes
one.
Yeah,
and he said, and then they just dropped
it, right?
They
just dropped it.
That guy was jacked.
But listen, man. It's not cut and dry. It's not black or white.
Yeah.
Like, I could not pass a USADA test.
Yeah, hit it. Hit that bicep. Look at that.
I'm not even big.
Look at that.
I'm not even big.
So big.
Why did he say that in that promo?
I was flexing on Kyle the entire night. I was just, like, trying to get big on him.
You know what I mean? Like, but there are people that are far larger than me, and all of a sudden, somehow, they miraculously pass these tests. So. Yeah. Listen, you got a good doctor. He knows what he's doing. That's all. Yeah,
whatever, man. Who cares? You know what? Let these guys do whatever they want.
I
as long as they're not like, you know what? You know what upsets me
as long
more?
As they're not killing themselves.
Right. You know what upsets me more than, oh no, so and so took steroids? When you find out that somebody just like, he couldn't take an Uber home and he's driving drunk.
Yeah, far worse.
That upsets me more
than
like, I don't...
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I want these guys to be on steroids.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're in this position that you're in, and you could take a fucking Uber home, right, dude. Why are you driving?
Get as big as get as big as possible, please. Same thing with baseball. You know what? I don't care that Mark McGwire took steroids.
Oh, you know what? That how many F-bombs have we had so far?
We're a little loose today. We're coming off that high of yeah. AW Forbidden Door.
I gotta tell you, like, I don't...
Right? I don't want Mark McGwire to get...
I want people to be healthy. 400
pounds.
I want people to be healthy, and I want them to look good.
Fucking ripping dingers, bro.
Dude, you know who was on steroids? Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
And he was a scrawny dude.
He was a thin man.
Twerp.
I used to love... I'm a Mets guy. We live 10 minutes from Citi Field, formerly Shea Stadium. I've always loved and respected Andy Pettit.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Listen, those Yankees are great.
Yeah.
I have no beef with the Yankees.
Late 90s Yankees, great team.
The best. Cool. Yeah.
Great team.
Now you know what's better?
What's that?
86 Mets.
86 Mets, forget
Dirty
it.
Dirty boys.
Get that Hojo corking them bats, baby. six-man tag.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and Jacob Fatu.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Do we get a Hikuleo?
Do we get a Hikuleo run in?
But this Paul Heyman's business was remarkable.
Oh, unbelievable.
You know, he did not sleep the night before so he could look like that?
Oh, he looked so terrible.
What a method actor.
Yeah. So fantastic. He looked awful. People were saying, what was it? He was hanging out with RVD before
the show
because his eyes are all red.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Money in the Bank.
Yeah. It'll be a fun show.
Is this on Saturday or Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Why couldn't this be on the afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, don't we have our shindig on...
Yeah.
We do, right?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Your shindig.
Yeah. I have a party on Saturday.
Dig those shins.
We got a party. What's the theme my wife has?
Summer. Welcome to summer.
I think it's like an Amalfi Coast theme.
Yeah.
I think we're doing like Italian with like champagne. Yeah, this is the champagne party.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm excited. MG, you're not invited.
Yeah. No, he's the butler. I'm going to take him out of the cupboard.
You're making him Luther?
Yeah.
Take him out of the cupboard.
I put him away. I shrink him. I got like a little shrink ray. And I go, enough of you. And then I put him right away.
That's what that noise is.
That's why he grunts. That's him shrinking.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Q&A, boys and girls.
Guys, if you have a super chat us. If you have a question, super chat us. We'll answer it first.
Yeah.
If you have a question, just ask it. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what? Do all the steroids. I want to see our fans do steroids and get like real jacked. I want like an army of jacked Beyond the Bell fans / Matt.
Dude, I flashed my abs to MG before.
Oh, he lost it, right? Yeah. He got a little weak in the knees.
I'm getting that Joe Rogan belly. It's great. I'm going to turn into a toad soon.
Get that etchy Cerro belly.
I can't wait to turn into a toad like him.
That would be amazing.
All right, let's do this.
Good morning, you handsome bastards, from Jess Ricardo. Thank you very much.
Good morning, good
morning. We got Paul Anthony Moss. Watched on TV and was blown away at how good Stephanie Vaquer was. She's a star and outshined Mercedes. Do you see TK trying to bring her in full time? Anything could happen, right?
I think, how do you not think about that?
Right.
You know, she came off very good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. We'll see. I don't know. I think, you know, she's going to be, she's going to be at the night before All In. She's going to be doing an indie show. So she's out there. So I'm curious if it's kind of in the cards for her to be involved.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
David Camp, Dynamite episode 250 is coming on July 17th. Sounds like a good show to announce a new TV
okay,
deal.
Okay, I will give you a little scoop ski.
Ooh, a little scoop ski.
Okay, is that somebody, before I say this, somebody answer this. Is that when the finals are for the tournament?
For the Owen tournament?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, look it up, Emery.
Okay, because I was told that there is a mega main event for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I have no idea. It could be bullshit. It could change. I don't know. Okay?
Yeah.
When you quote me on this, you could say Andrew Zarian said, this could be bullshit. It could change. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I was told that show will have a huge main event.
Okay.
Oh, it is the finals.
Okay, very cool.
Or maybe not. Am I right?
That's when they reverse Montreal.
Danielson. I don't know. Maybe that's the match with Danielson. Maybe it's Danielson and whoever the to be announced is.
Jeff Jarrett.
I was told, though, it's a mega main event. Did you find out, MJ?
Yeah.
Your research, I put you back on the mic. Your research is very slow today.
Yeah. Appalling, some might say.
Yeah.
I'm appalled.
Yeah.
It listed as the arena. For July 17th,
cool. 2024. Yeah, but I think the final will be the week before Calgary.
Okay.
So maybe it was Calgary. I thought, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah. I was told that they're going to have a huge main event level, pay-per-view level main event.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was said to me.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. I don't know who it could be. I don't know if it's something else. I don't know.
This is from Jess Ricardo. Small sack of monies for Rich's roid fund. I gotta get these arms big, man. I'm not even on camera.
Do you want to just go the opposite way? Get man, big like Vader and wear a mask?
Real like, ooh. I have no muscles, guys.
Finals 10th July in Calgary. Okay, so the finals on the 10th of July. So this is July 17th.
Okay.
Big mega main event, apparently.
Great. I'm with it. Side note, happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was Bobby Bonilla Day.
Jess Ricardo says, wild card equals El Torito.
Ooh.
I would love that.
That's a good wild card.
Davey Boy would be cool. Let's see. Do you think AEW's renewed focus on the women's will help expand the audience just like it did WWE, or would it be different?
I think they realize the importance in having a strong female base.
Yeah,
I definitely see. They definitely see the importance of it.
Okay. This is from Sean. When do you guys think Julia shows up on NXT to challenge Roxanne and beat her?
I don't know. She's hurt, right?
Is she hurt?
She was supposed to be there by now.
I thought it was a visa thing. I guess she's okay.
Yeah, give me.
Sure.
All right. What's the update?
Hit it.
So she apparently posted a couple days ago that she's getting it checked next week and seeing if it's healed. And she was initially scheduled to face Roxanne at Heatwave this Sunday. So I think she may show up there. Who knows? But I don't know how long it's going to be. But they're supposed to use her. She's supposed to fight in that Marigold card next weekend. So
okay,
there's that.
So by the way, the finals are in Calgary, July 10th. So the week after, there is an announcement. So there's that match. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is a good comment. It's not a question. Ibrahim Osama. If I see Zarian, I'm going to slobber all over the nearest ice cream cone.
Aww.
Not a fan. You were so incensed. It was great. This is why soloable. You guys think the completion of the deal will temper or eradicate the ratings discourse?
I think it's going to temper it. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to eradicate or temper. I think people are going to stop talking for a little bit, and then they'll find something else to complain about, and then they'll lock onto that. I find it unbelievable that people are championing a failure in getting a good deal.
Right.
How can you be a fan of professional wrestling to the point that you talk about it as much as you do?
Right.
And you want the only other option to fail.
Wild.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, there's a big story that Tony's paying $100 million in salaries for that company.
Yeah.
Do you know how many families are being fed with $100 million in salaries?
Right.
How many people's lives are changing?
Exactly.
You take this away, what do you want? You just want, you don't give a shit. You're not.
Yeah.
I find that so crazy. So crazy. Like, I only want one option, and it's for me, and I don't care who's there.
It's also, I feel like it's, this goes back a long time with professional wrestling, too, where it's like, it's people, those people are people who don't know how business works.
Yeah, like, who's a fan of a company?
Right.
Like, the company doesn't give a shit about you. The company cares about the money that they're generating.
Exactly.
Especially publicly traded companies.
Right.
The company doesn't care. They just care about money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you be, it's not, it's like, you know, everything is a team.
Mm-hmm.
Mets versus Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like who you like.
Right.
Who gives a shit? Boo, have fun, boo.
Yeah, you can boo.
Have fun. But like to say, like, I only want the Yankees to play.
Yeah. Okay. I want these guys out of business.
Yeah, I want every other team out of business. You see how ridiculous that sounds?
It's very dumb.
Yeah.
Let's see, what about, this is from FCN Toby, what about Royal Rumble 2000 with Cactus Jack versus Triple H? Was the bleeding forbidden there too? That was before they went public, right?
No. I at times you can. Mm-hmm. At times you do. At times, it's the state athletic commission's like, I don't want to see blood. And then you back up again.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of shows in New York with blood. But if the state athletic commission is in front row, I think you would choose not to do it.
Right.
New York State has a very strict blood law rule that you can't bleed like that. Sometimes you could do it. You figure it out and you do it. Sometimes you don't give a shit and you just do it.
Right. It would have been funny if Tony was like, you see that guy out there?
Bleed on him.
Bleed all over him. This is from Brian Knight. Ask Beyond the Bell. Ideal all in the three main event. Danielson Swerve, Okada Ospreay, Tony Mariah, or Swerve Hangman.
Oh, man. Okada Ospreay is a big main event. Britt Mercedes. Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen, though.
I don't think Okada Ospreay is going to happen for another 2 years.
Okay.
I think because they had such an ending in New Japan that you can't go near it at this point. You know,
I don't know what they should do. I really like Danielson. If you start telling me the story that this man needs one, he needs that title before he leaves.
Yeah,
I could get really behind it. But when he's going out and doing interviews and he's like, "Yeah, I don't want the belt," it takes me out of it.
Yeah,
like tell me you want it, or else I'm gonna force it to happen. I'm going to make you the champion.
I would be okay with Kenny Okada if Kenny's healthy.
Oh, man, I would love that.
Right? Because I feel like now's the time because they haven't touched in a very long time, you know? And I think the last time they did something together, they were on the same team. Kenny did that surprise New Japan
appearance. Well, no, they had that moment. They had that moment on Dynamite a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I meant like
wrestle-wise. Yeah.
Does Natalya leave WWE, and where do you think Kayla Becker ends up next?
I don't know where Kayla ends up, but Natty would be very interesting. I thought that this would have been a great opportunity for her to be involved with the Owen tournament, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's where she's grown up, essentially, in WWE. She's been there forever.
Yes.
All her friends are there. It's provided a great life.
Mm.
Why do you want to go? Unless you just want to go and do something different, then that's great. But at this point in her career, I don't think she's thinking like, oh, I could have a great run there. I think it's whatever. What are the things I have not gotten to do yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's what happens to people when, you know, they hit that level.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
WWE has notably been proving grounds for people who want to succeed in other parts of their life.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's evident by the people who leave and then come back or just leave and do their own thing. You know? Let's see. What's your direction for AW All In after Forbidden Door? I'm there for the second time. That's cool.
I don't think they're going to run that venue again. I think they need to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I do think more shows in the UK is going to be really beneficial for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what to expect with this one. I obviously, they've learned from their mistakes of the first one. And that was a really big thing that they put together.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's going to be a little bit more refined. But, you know, having one of your first matches on that card become what it became really changes the tempo of the show. So I think it'll probably be better this year based on the possibility of the matches.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just like your big marquee matches for AEW. I feel like, again, we say this all the time. If your guys are healthy, you're going to get these dream matches.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody wrote to me, they said, you know, Danielson being out of last year's Forbidden Door, last year's All In, right? Because he missed it.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote to me, they go, I think that's like the trajectory of CM Punk shifted that day. Like, imagine if the matches were set up a little bit differently and Danielson was there and it prevented this meltdown from happening where we would be. And I was like, oh, alternative history AEW. I like this.
It would, you know, honestly, another alternate history AEW, we would have gotten what we didn't get in WWE, which is a series of Danielson and Punk matches.
Yeah, we only got that one.
At Fastlane.
Was it Fastlane?
I think yeah.
Was it Fastlane?
I think so. Yeah.
2011.
And that's it. And I remember watching an interview with, it may have been Punk, where he was like, I don't understand why they couldn't use me versus Danielson. We could have been their Brett and Shawn.
Yeah.
Put us on any card. Yeah. You know?
And I'm over like, the limit, 2012.
Yeah, over the limit. That was the one. Yeah, because it had like the stupid that thing.
The butterfly effects are always fun to think about, like Shawn never getting hurt or you know, Brett never leaving in 97, staying. Mm-hmm. Austin wins the title. Look at all the opponents he has still.
Right.
What would have happened? Maybe McMahon never would have happened to that level.
That's true. Also, like another fun one to think about is what if Austin never had a shortened career?
What if Austin never had a shortened career?
You know?
Yeah.
Like that.
My all-time favorite, and we did this on a years ago on Mad Men, maybe 6 years ago, 5 years ago, is the Ultimate Warrior and the offer that Vince had given him in December of 97. And it was like a 5-year deal, whatever it was. And if he had taken it, we fantasy booked him to the best possibility.
Oh, yeah.
He was the higher power.
Oh, so good.
Okay. He's this crazy, but like Vince is still involved, right?
Right.
He's the higher power. We get to see a Vince McMahon and Ultimate Warrior match, right? Because then remember like that whole like reality based stuff he did with Hogan, and then it culminates with him and Hogan at WrestleMania, and that's how it ends.
Wild, wild.
But he did get like we did put the Acolyte tattoos on him.
Yes,
he got like all demonic.
I think he would have black and purple face paint. What would he sound like if he was that? Do the reveal?
And then they do the thing, and he goes,
grunts at the TV.
Oh, that's what he does. Whatever the hell he says.
All right. Let's see.
All right. Let's do a couple, and I got to get out of here. I actually have work to do.
Okay. MG, you said that like you were setting it up there.
Yeah, what if Tony shut Punk's mic during the scrum? I mean, listen, he could have said, he goes, okay, you know what? Phil, this is all very important stuff, and we need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and talk. I get it. Like, he tried, and he tried to take the blame in there. You know, learning pains. You know, I'm far more confident in my business dealings today than I was even 2 years ago. It's experience, and unfortunately for Tony at that time, he had not had a long experience of dealing with professional wrestlers.
Do you think Punk got a text or a phone call the next day from somebody in WWE saying, hey, buddy, what's the temperature like over there?
No. Okay. They were still not for him then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But what was the shift? Was it just him having this public drama and being released from the contract, and then somebody called, Nick Khan called him or somebody?
Yeah, but it was realizing like, oh man, there's not too many of these big names that are still from that time frame that we could use.
Still marketable.
What the hell are we doing? Right. If we can make it work, we're going to make it work. That, and I've said that so many times about Tony, and that comes from WWE. Like, that's something that was said to me to go, well, our philosophy is, I don't care about the personal issues. If we can make it work, we're going to make it work.
Right.
And they
never
work,
say never.
Never say never. We're going to make it work. And I kept saying, I'm like, if Tony can make it work, he can make it work. And he tried, dude. Tony tried. If I think there could be more blame put on him if he didn't try.
Right.
And he was like, okay, well, this is what it is. It was just a series of unfortunate events because you've never experienced this before. If this was 10 years ago, it would have been swept under the rug.
And the guy was fed up.
It still would have been swept under the rug. Yeah. I don't agree with physical violence. I don't agree with publicly shaming someone on that platform. You're hurting everybody else, right? Yeah. It's a very selfish thing to do. However, you're in a weird business, and sometimes those things happen.
Right.
And you work it out. And Tony should have said, I don't give a shit. Work it out.
Right.
We're going to work it out, or I don't care.
Right. Or you're all fired.
I mean, he can't. Yeah. All right. What else? Can you read it?
Since WWE is openly frustrated with Fox over censoring, what will be their approach with NXT on CW? The fans in the PC chant whatever they want. That's the Performance Center.
I have not thought of that. That's a great question. I don't think it's so much of an issue with NXT. And they don't, you know, it's up and coming. They don't. Yeah. Maybe CW is going to allow them to go a little far. I don't know. The Fox stuff, listen, it's advertised driven. That's the problem that they had. That is why they, you know, they wanted to go TV-14 2 years ago to the day.
Yeah.
The moment that changed my life. Yes. Where I was right and wrong at the same time.
Yes.
You know, they've been wanting this. They don't want to censor the crowd. But now with Netflix, they have a very unique opportunity to do some very cool things.
Yeah.
Are they going to be bleeding and cursing everywhere every week? No, probably not. But you know what? If they remember that Matt Riddle.
Would be cool if they did, man.
Would be cool if they did. That Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins thing that they did.
Yeah.
They bleeped that whole thing. Can you imagine if they didn't
right,
on Netflix?
Right,
and you're like, oh my God, what has happened? WWE's cool again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's little tricks that you do. It's little smoke and mirrors to get a more of a larger base.
Yes.
Of teen boys that want to tell you to suck it over and over again. You know, when we were at the Garden, they were doing that. They did the DX cam.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I'm like, and everybody's doing this.
Nobody's doing this.
And Jess turned around. She goes, do you remember, like, in middle school, you had a bunch of 13-year-old boys just telling you to suck their dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, what an insane movement that was.
And we all got in trouble for it.
And we all got in trouble. I got in trouble for my RVD 420 shirt. last day of eighth grade.
Our high school banned the crotch chop. With detention. Saying,
like, I mean, rightfully so.
I guess so.
You know?
Fucking squares. We got one more super chat, and then we're going to get out of here.
Right.
If they indeed, this is from Slim Reaper 35. That's a great name. If they indeed don't run Wembley again, do you think it's a missed opportunity to not give Ospreay that moment to win the title in front of that crowd?
I think that's an incredible question, and I would say, yeah, possibly. I would say that would be a missed opportunity.
Yes. Now, when he wins that title, should it be in England?
It could be in the States, but I think if you're telling a story now for Ospreay, I think it should be now. Like this, it should be there.
He's over.
Yeah.
That guy's over. You know, like that crowd, that Long Island crowd was so hot for Will Ospreay, which is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
You know? I'm excited. I'm excited for the future.
Yeah. Oh, we got a good question from Fightful here.
Will you all do a crime show called Beyond the Bail?
Yeah, I like that.
That's the show where we become bounty hunters.
Yeah.
Oh, can you? We're bounty hunters.
On Fightful. We put it on Fightful.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a Fightful Select.
Fightful Select.
Yeah.
Andrew and I are bounty hunters, and we're coming
bail
for it.
Bail bondsmen.
We're coming for it.
We're bail bondsmen.
Absolutely.
But we pretend a little too close that we're cops, so like you can't tell. So you kind of open the door.
And then you see me,
and you're like, I don't think you're a police officer. I want that show on Fightful Select.
Oh,
Beyond
absolutely.
The Bail.
Yeah, Beyond the Bail.
And it's like, this is the photo. We're back to back like this. Fantastic.
Pistols out.
This is why I'm part of Fightful. This is why we are over here in Fightful, for all the creative geniuses that are there.
We're coming for you. Don't skip out on that bail.
It's, oh, you know what it is? It's us going after the people that cancel their Fightful Select memberships.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we do.
Yeah. Hello.
Beyond the bail here. I saw your credit card got declined for the $5 tier on Fightful. Open.
Open up. That's when we kick the door.
Yeah, no. And then you know what it is? Sometimes we lure them,
mm-hmm.
and then Sean shows up.
Sean Ross.
Oh, have a seat.
Oh.
And he goes through the paperwork, and he's like, I see you left a comment on In the Weeds about how much you love Fightful, but yet you canceled your membership. Would you like to explain this?
It's enforcing that membership. We got a good one, good comment from Lovefro. Oh, man, that makes me want to cancel just to get you to come to Denmark.
We were also doing
what's spoken in Denmark? Dutch?
I was going to say Guten Tag, but that's not Denmark.
Guten Tag.
Oh, my Lederhosen. We were doing that. I don't know why, randomly. We were just speaking in a terribly fake German accent.
That drove nostalgia nuts.
Oh,
by the
Lederhosen? Yeah.
Thank you, my Fräulein.
Oh, Just Ricardo says, I'll break a 40 plus month straight streak just for this.
Hello.
Beyond the bail.
Danish. They speak Danish.
They speak Danish. Of course Danish. They do. I love a Danish, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't had a Danish in a while.
Oh, I love a Danish. Yeah. Love a Danish. All right, let's do one more. One more.
One more?
One more question.
One more fantasy one booking more. Of us as bounty hunters? Bail Bondsman?
Yeah.
You know what? It's a combination of Dog the Bounty Hunter and the movie Eraser.
When Sean comes in, he has their bank statements. And he goes, $4.99 for OnlyFans. Would you like to explain this?
Exposed.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's what we do. Mm-hmm. That is what we do. You cancel your Fightful Select membership. Sean has access to credit cards.
Yes.
He has connections. He can call the bank.
He's like Eddie Furlong.
He looks, he's like, OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to explain this? And he mails it to your wife.
Uh-oh.
That's how we keep the membership. That's why they have like 80 billion members now.
Listen, as long as we could say, ice to meet you, I'd be very happy.
Ice to meet you. And that's a catchphrase.
Ice to meet you.
Freeze.
All right.
This has become Matt Men, and it can't be.
Whatever.
All right. Are we done?
Hey, we're done.
All right. That's
goodbye.
Okay. All right. We're done. Goodbye. Guys, love each and every one of you. I am going away to Jamaica, so I will not be here next week.
Jamaica, Queens.
Yes. I'm trying to get that. Dude, I'm still trying to get that DJ Clue mixtape. Been trying to do that. I have a great story about getting ripped off on Jamaica Avenue when I went to go buy Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
The Cell Saga.
Very cool.
Okay. And I wanted, this is before it was on. Okay. I got to tell the story now.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave since he's at Jamaica. I get there. My friend Harry brings me. He's like, no, I know the shop.
Yeah.
I go and I buy the tape and it's like dubbed in English and I put it on and it was two, I want to say 11-year-old black kids doing the dubbing, but it was the N word, every other word.
No.
Okay?
Oh no. Yeah. Yeah.
I've said this story.
I've gotten those tapes.
I said the story.
Yeah.
And every time I say it, so many people message me and they're like, dude, I was scammed the same way.
Yeah.
Was it this store? And I'm like, I can't remember, but quite possibly. Mm-hmm. I got to find that cassette.
Yeah.
It is. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped. I paid $11 for that tape.
And that was a lot back then.
A VCR. You
know, yeah. A VCR.
A VHS.
A VHS.
Yeah.
Look at this comment right here from Trust the Process. Wow. So Andrews decides to book his vacation during Money in the Bank. And not Forbidden Door, clearly on TK's payroll.
I would love to be on TK's payroll.
Yeah, same here. Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
Like, yeah, of course.
What do you mean? I don't want to get paid by a company?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to.
All right. Please check the weather, Andrew. Hurricane is going to hit tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going next week.
Yeah.
I'm going on the 9th. So I still got time, but I'm taking off a couple weeks. I got to get my life in order. And I got to work on this Tizan.
Yeah, you got to work on that Tizan.
Yeah. Listen. All right, guys. Love you guys. Love being on Fightful. Love doing the show. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Beyond the Bell.
Behave yourselves or we're coming for you.
We're coming for you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.